tuning in. This has been the Hour of Dominion from World Dominion Church International, sponsored by Gospel Partners. Tune in to One Love Radio every Saturday at 12 hours. God bless you.
Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. ECZ deploys 47 voter education facilitators in Lusaka. Child Fund Zambia calls for stronger action to empower girls. In international headlines, 92-year-old Paul Biya has promised Cameroon's electorate the best is still to come. And in sports, Chipolo Polo says winning over Niger is not just about finishing second. And now the news in detail. Kanchiria Member of Parliament Sande Chanda says the urgent legislative and law enforcement action is needed against rising criminal acts by drug-influenced youths. Mr. Chanda says the escalating wave of violent attacks committed by drug-influenced individuals, commonly known as junkies, has reached alarming levels. He says across the communities, innocent citizens have been killed, maimed and left traumatized. Families are grieving, businesses suffering and public safety is under siege. Mr. Chanda says it is both tragic and unacceptable that such acts of terror are being downplayed under the guise of unemployment or youthful delinquency.
I therefore call upon my fellow members of parliament, the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, and the Zambia Police to treat this situation with the urgency it deserves. And as parliamentarians, we must move swiftly to strengthen our laws, ensuring stiffer penalties and mandatory imprisonment for those found guilty of these violent drug-related offences. And to be clear, convicts should have no option of a fine, probation, or suspended sentence. In this situation, the court must have no discretion to give lighter punishment or alternative sentence. Imprisonment must become compulsory by law. The nation cannot afford leniency in the face of growing lawlessness.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has deployed 47 voter education facilitators in Lusaka District to sensitize and educate over 1.1 million voters across the city's seven constituencies on the forthcoming voter registration exercise. The deployment, which was done on Saturday through the district registration officer, comes ahead of the mass voter registration exercise scheduled to commence on the 13th of October 2025, with the 47 voter education facilitators expected to commence sensitization in their various wards today. The ECZ has set a national target of registering 3.5 million voters during the exercise, which forms a key component of the 2026 general elections electoral cycle. Overseeing the deployment at the Lusaka Civic Center, District Publicity Voter Education Coordinator Namakau Pumulo has urged the facilitators to maintain high ethical standards and uphold the values and principles of the commission.
With the ECZ having set a national target of registering over 3.5 million voters, we wish to urge our vets in Lusaka to maintain high ethical standards and uphold the values and principles of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, as stressed, of course, during their training. I wish to also urge our vets to call upon the office of the District Registration Officer for Lusaka, who remains open for guidance and, of course, support.
Now, Child Fund Zambia has called for strength collaborative efforts to address numerous challenges facing girls in the country. In a statement in commemoration of the International Day of the Girl Child, Child Fund Zambia Country Director Victor Koi states that his organization proudly stands with girls across the country and around the world to celebrate their strength, resilience and leadership. Mr. Koi described this year's theme, "The Girl I Am, The Change I Lead," as a powerful declaration. He emphasized that the theme reminds all that girls are not just future leaders, but they are already leading today in their homes, in their schools and in their communities. Mr. Koi reaffirmed that Child Fund believes that when girls are given equal opportunities, their impact is immeasurable.
Today, as we commemorate the International Day of the Girl Child, Child Fund Zambia proudly stands with girls across the country and around the world to celebrate their strength, resilience, and leadership. This year's theme, "The Girl I Am, The Change I Lead," is a powerful declaration. It reminds us that girls are not just future leaders. They are already leading today in their homes, in their schools, and in their communities. At Child Fund, we believe that when girls are given opportunities, their impact is immeasurable. We have seen girls leading school clubs that challenge harmful norms, advocating for an end to child marriage, and using their voices to demand access to education, health care, and protection.
The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, says its integrated crisis response programs introduced during Zambia's 2024 drought reached more than 393,000 people between 2014 and 2025. The initiative combined food and cash distributions with mobile clinics, sexual and reproductive health services, gender-based violence prevention, and psychosocial support, providing a vital safety net to vulnerable communities during one of the country's toughest climate shocks. Implemented in partnership with the Ministry of Health, the World Food Program, Norwegian Church Aid, the Young Women Christian Association, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, World Vision and Lifeline Childline Zambia. The program reached over 153,000 people and supported 262 health facilities in eastern and southern provinces between January and June 2025 alone. Presenting findings from a review on crisis adaptive programming, UNFPA program analyst Nicholas Malapa says the assessment exposed a worrying link between environmental crisis and increased child marriages in Zambia. He says UNFPA trained 163 safe space mentors to provide psychological first aid and raise awareness on the minimum age of marriage as stipulated in the Marriage Amendment Act No. 13 of 2023. Now, Luapula Province Minister Nason Musonda has described the 2026 national budget with a total national expenditure of 253.1 billion kwacha as a transformative milestone that will unlock major infrastructure and economic growth in Luapula Province. Featuring on the post-budget analysis program on Parliament TV, Mr. Musonda says Luapula residents are happy because for the first time in years, key economic roads such as the Pedico Road have been budgeted for. He explains that the budget demonstrates government's resolve to deliver tangible change, citing the Pedico, Chembe Mansa and Kashikishi Lunchinda Rhodes as critical to linking the province to the rest of the country and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Msonda highlighted that the groundbreaking of the Kashikishi Lunchinda Road last week signals real progress towards improved connectivity and trade.